Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. We're going to pull a Truman tonight. Wherever you're tuning in from, we appreciate you so very much. You are joining into a novel beginning, an author's reality, where two authors share the raw truth of what it's like to be published, be in the industry, and share all of the inside tea. So today we are going to be talking about something that has plagued us, and that is mean girls in the industry. So I am Sierra Rice, your host. The amazing person joining me, as always, is Danielle M. Orsino. So I am going to welcome Danny in. Hello, how is your night going? What do you think about Mean Girls in the industry?
Oh, well, you and I both know that we've experienced it many, many times. I didn't really know I'd experienced it in the industry. I mean, besides, I guess I always knew we'd see it on the review side. You know, we kind of expected that going in. I didn't think everybody would, like, read the book and be like, oh, my God, you're amazing. I'm just going to write nice things. You know, as much as we want to think that'll happen. But I didn't know we'd get it the way we got it from the publishing side or even from other authors.
I was the opposite going into reviews. I was like, people are going to read this. They're going to say this is the worst thing that has ever happened. I didn't get it on reviews until recently. Everybody was very positive. Everything was great. And then, and you know who I'm talking about, one of the great things that we do is we love to spill all the tea, but we will not give names because it's more fun that way as mystery. But tell me your first time. I know. I feel like we should have little sound effects now.
Yes, I know. I want to get a soundboard.
I do too. We're going to work it out. This is going to keep expanding, guys. We're going to get more and more ridiculous the more that we spill because everything is just growing as we develop in this industry. So I know my first real hardcore, this is still high school, growing up was a lie, bowling for soup was right moment. What was yours?
Probably because all right, let me back up. Because I initially, when I released everything, it was during COVID, so I had no, you know, person-to-person contact at all when I did this. Everything was, you know, behind the keyboard. So obviously, I had the mean girl thing from the trolls initially, you know, the blasphemy lists and the you're going to hell and oh my God, we're going to burn you. I had that, which I had to get a thick skin to when it's very funny because I just started, I guess I've made a new list that I don't know about, but I started getting recently emails. They start in English with all the threats of I'm going to hell. Then they go to Italian and then they go to Latin. And they usually end with some kind of, maybe these people have been watching Supernatural too much, anti-possession Latin thing.
Okay, so
and
hear me
now
out,
they're
Danny.
Giving me dates.
What I think you should do is start dropping those emails into Google Translate. Because I feel like people just go into Google and they change things over. And maybe it's going to be like, you're going to live a happy life. And they think they're doing something crazy. And yours is going to be like, they think in their minds, they're like, you will burn. And it's like, you will have the greatest prosperity. It will burn through you. And you're going to be like, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I did. That's how I found out that, they're in Italian. They're part of it is scripture, and then it's like this anti-possession, like this exorcism thing.
Love
it. That's why I won't repeat it, just in case. Just in case, you know. And then now they're giving me save the dates on when this is all going to happen, and they want me to put it in my Google Calendar, which I find really funny.
I get to save the date? Do I get to be present?
I guess. Like, it's – I don't know why
I feel like I should
Google
be.
Dates. I think it's kind of funny, but I'm like, you know, okay, guys, thanks. So that's the most recent thing. But, yeah, that was, like, what initially started with all the blasphemy stuff. But I don't know if I can call it Mean Girls because I don't know who these people are. So I'm kind of like, they're invisible Mean Girls. I don't know. Maybe they're girls. Maybe they're guys. I have no idea. They could be Muppets for all I know. Don't know. That was my first experience, and it's still ongoing. So my first face-to-face, like, mean girl, like, nobody's come to my face and been like, so I have just heard of stuff, which you and I both know.
I totally did. I 100% came to you, but I wasn't as a mean girl.
Yes.
I was a secret savior.
You came to me and told me. But, I mean, those people have never, like, I have never had the face-to-face, like, this is what I said. Like, nobody has come. I've just heard that people want to come to me and want to have mm-hmm. a talking to and things like that. But I have not yet experienced those threats coming to fruition yet. I say yet, like I'm inviting it. But, you know, you and I together have experienced some of the mean girl moments. When you and I are together, you and I have both, like, been like, okay, this crap's going down. That stuff you and I have experienced together. But as for my first, like, thing, a lot of it was through online kind of trolling, you know. But I know you have a couple stories.
I have so many. And it's so bad because in my mind, this is going to sound weird. In my mind, they were the mean girl. They were attacking me. And I have a point where I get to where, and Danny, you know, those listening, you don't. Mm-hmm. So if you come to attack me and you are diminishing, let's say the first example that I had turned in my mm-hmm. first book, you know, authors, you go through, your stuff is golden, no flaws,
yep.
no issues,
yep.
perfect grammar, everything is fantastic. Believe it or not, guys, that is not real. That is just not mm-hmm. reality. I went through and I get the first round of edits back of denial. And I saw them and I was like, you are out of your ever loving mind, you mm-hmm. crazy person. And that's not obviously what I sent back, but I went through, I took a couple days, went back through and was like, okay, some of these make sense. Some of these are really ridiculous. I have a bromance in my story. Bromance is two guys that have a really close relationship, super funsies, nothing sexual, no developing relationship, just very close. My original editor decided to turn it into a gay romance, which, again, nothing wrong with that, was not expected, was not part of the storyline, was not anything. So I tried to approach it from a positive manner and was kind of just like, you know, this is great. This is fantastic. You know, this whole thing is great. However, this is not their relationship. This story builds so much for, like, there's so many other parts I don't think you're understanding. Come to find out, she was an erotic author writer who primarily did male-male romance. So I went through and I tried to explain, and she was very considerate the first time. Come to find out, when I turned in Anger, which is my second novel, she kept trying to do it. Then she had the audacity to tell me I had to explain why I did not like her edits. So she sent me this long email, was, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea what's going on in this story. Your reactions with these characters doesn't even make sense. This person would not do that. And I was like, wait a second. I wrote this, right? Like, the way that she had phrased it was as if I had edited her work. So yeah. I had to take a step back and go back through it. I was like, okay, this is mine, right? Like, I wrote this one. And then I was like, yeah, Chelsea, you wrote this one. And I'm like, okay, I wrote this one. So I'm going through. I'm like, that's not what she meant. I did this whole negotiation talk thing, as authors do with themselves.
Yes.
Half in my head, mm-hmm. half out loud. I'm doing this whole thing. Corey thinks I've gone crazy, so he's leaving me by myself. And then she sent an email that said, I noticed you denied these four edits. Would you care to explain why? Because I'm pretty sure I know these characters and they wouldn't do this. And I lost it. So in that moment, not only was I mean girled, but I was also mm-hmm. the mean girl, which was not intentional, but I feel everybody is the mean girl at some point. Because life is high school. You just graduate, you know, Bowling for Soup. You graduate, you get kids, you get married, you get all this fun stuff. But I was the mean girl. And I later learned that my email, which I don't feel like you should judge people on, because my tone of voice is completely up to your mind compared to the way that I send it. So I had responded back and was like, hey, I think we've had a miscommunication at what your place is in this relationship versus mine. And I end up getting an email back for an emergency meeting. I am in Pennsylvania, in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right.
It is negative 13 degrees outside. The only way you get internet service, because this is a Zoom call, is to stand outside. So I'm outside, and I'm on this emergency call. And it, I think it was like Thanksgiving or something like that, but the editor was so upset that the publishing company decided we need to do this right now, right here, because she said she wasn't going to write anymore. She said she was done editing. It was a whole thing. And I laugh because it's so ridiculous. That's not the way that I meant to email. But so I go outside and I'm standing and I'm freezing. And they're like, you're chattering, stop getting upset. Like, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, okay, once again, there's been a misinterpretation. I don't do the emotion side of this. This is business. I have two different personalities. Business has no emotion. There's no room for emotion in business. And that's what you are as an author. It's negative 13 degrees outside. So believe it or not, I can't stop my body from chattering. And one of the publishing heads was like, no, just calm down, remain calm. I'll just let her know that this upsets you. I was like, you will not let her know this upsets you. So that was my first mean girl moment that I went through, and I realized not only was I mean girled and the whole thing was a lie, but I was also a mean girl back.
Yeah.
Even though I was not, in my mind, I was just responding in a manner that was, hey, I think there's been some miscommunication. This is not a co-writing thing. You were supposed to do line edits. Right. You were supposed to do line edits. This was without sounding totally mean. This is your job. Your job is to line edit.
Know your lane.
And right. I think I actually said that. I was like, know your lane, stay in your lane. And so
right.
She had come through. It was this whole thing and it got drawn out. I got known. I am now known as the mean girl. I have had 5 editors in this publishing house because people are absolutely petrified to deal with me, which is absolutely ludicrous. It doesn't make sense.
I agree.
So, Danny, when were you known as the mean girl?
I can't really think of a time I was known as the mean girl because I haven't reacted in that way yet. And I'm going to say yet because it's coming. It's a coming. I can tell. It's a coming. But from a publishing standpoint, I haven't, because this is my problem, coming from a background of being a semi-pro athlete who's a fighter to watch everything I say because I have resting bitch face and I know it. This is what I did for years as I was a forms competitor and all this stuff. And I fought. So you don't go into the ring smiling. That's not what we do. You look mean.
I would.
So I
Are
know
you
I
kidding
come-
me? That is a completely Harley Quinn moment. You do one of the best Harley Quinn cosplays I've seen. What does Harley do every single time she goes into a fight? You smile manically and
laugh.
People get paranoid.
And my instructor pulled me aside one day. He's like, you got to stop laughing when people hit you. He's like, I'm starting to get worried. And I'm like, I just won the other forms, so I don't care what happens in the ring. He's like, I'm starting to worry. You got to stop doing this. So I have done mean girl things in the ring. Totally. I'm totally guilty of that. I have done it before. And I have thought it's funny. Got yelled at for it, so stop doing that. But from a publishing standpoint, I went the opposite way because I can come off aggressive, very reserved, and I'm like, I'm just going to be quiet, listen what you have to say, and whatever. Because the minute I go a little, people are like, she threatens me. And I'm like, I didn't threaten. All I said was
it's
this.
A promise,
so I kind of back up. And I'm like, I'll be reserved. So I always watch what I do, which sometimes people are like, oh, she's passive. She's a pushover. I'm like, no, I just don't want to go the opposite direction.
And we've had those talks where I will come to you, and that was one of our first meetings where we sat down. It was, I don't know, probably third or fourth time having a meeting. And I think you asked me directly what was wrong. Mm-hmm. And I had been told previously I had, a very life-shifting event in my life, which has completely shifted my personality, everything. And so I went through, and the fact that you asked me, because once you have something crazy happen, nobody asks you those things. They just kind of let you slide. And you were the first person that had asked me, what is your problem? And I had to stop for a second, and I was just like, what are you talking about? I have no problem. This is business. This is, you know, what we're doing. And you were like, I understand. I get that. But you're being very mean. And it was the first time I was like, wait a second, am I being mean? Because I know our meetings, we would go through and I'd be like, okay, so this is what I'm doing. These are the four things you need to do. I'll meet you tomorrow, whatever it was. And then we had that conversation and I realized maybe I was being a bit of, not a mean girl, but not nice. And I think we've had a couple conversations where I told you, Danny, you need to stand up for yourself. And you're like, no, all my training has said, you know, you got to be very passive until these moments. And I was like, Danny, this is a different ring. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to put your foot down, do those things. And then you told me to calm the hell down because I go too far.
Right. We kind of balance each other out. And I've had that where I'm very much like, if it's time to go to 100, I'm going to ask you before it happens. I'm very much like, let me find out first. And then I should know if I should go get the hyenas and the mallet. And then we get in the car and we ride. I'm not sure if we're there yet, because once I get there, I usually don't come down. It's not one of those where you're like, no, Danny, go put the mallet away. Once the mallet's out, it's out. There's no putting it away.
It's a very big mallet.
Once we've gotten to this point, it's done. We're done. It's more like just go find a place to hide. We'll talk after. So I like to find out first. And it's like almost like I'm giving you fair warning. Let's define what is about to happen. So I will always ask, and I will give everybody chances. It's just once I get, there's just no putting anything back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know. So I don't normally go mean girl, but I've had it. As we know, there were rumors about me before I ever met an author, before I ever got
right.
So that I was a diva.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. I can vouch for that. So let's talk about that. What is the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself?
The craziest rumor I heard coming from our publishing company was the reason no one was getting into Barnes & Nobles was because of my issue with the Vatican. That was one of the up there ones where I was like, okay, guys, if I had that type of power, first of all, I'd be a New York Times bestselling author. Let's just, you know, put that out there. And I don't have that power with the Pope, or else we would both be buddies riding around with cool hat in the Pope mobile. Let's be very clear. I do not have
that
power.
It's not really a cool hat.
Oh, I
oh, no, wait, we can't. Corey's shaking his head at me. We went too far. We can't say stuff about the Pope's hat.
Once again,
I was going to say, I'm not, but I feel...
You can join
all
me
press
on
is good press,
okay.
Right? Isn't that the whole marketing thing?
Yeah, you can join me on this side. It's cool. That was probably one of the craziest things I heard, that I had that type of power to stop our whole publishing house from getting into Barnes & Noble. I remember when you told me that, I was kind of like, I'm sorry, what? It was one of those moments of, I think I made you repeat it a couple times, where I was like, who's stopping who? What, who? And that there were authors who were ready to confront me over this whenever they saw me. And I was like, once again, the mallet started slowly coming out of the closet. And I was like, they can bring it on and I'm ready. And it was like, put the mallet away, calm down. But I was like, I was looking at that point for an event to happen so I could go. And that's when I was hitting that 100. Like, all right, let's go. I'll take the whole house on. Like, that's when I was hitting my 100 level. But that was one of the crazier things I had heard. How about you?
Yeah. So this is going to sound really bad. And this is how you know that, guys, you got to go to the person to find out. I went to a book signing that the publishing house had set up, and I walk in, and my pen name is C.R. Rice. My name is Chelsea. So I go in, and sometimes I don't say, hey, I'm C.R. Like, that's just, it's weird. So I went in and they were, and I was getting introduced to all of the different authors, and they were like, you know, what's your name? Everybody typically does their names, but what I tried to do, and let me explain why I'm Sierra Rice. My understanding, the way that Corey looped me into getting publishing, is if I did a pen name, I wouldn't have to be present anywhere because I'm really weird about crowds, which I've gotten better, obviously, but I don't like all of that. I get very nervous. So they told me if I did a pen name, I wouldn't have to do any of that. I signed the contract, did the whole thing, and they were like, hey, loophole, yes, you do. You have to be everywhere. So I am Sierra Rice. So I'm at this book signing, and I'm, like, shaking hands, like, yes, yes, I'm Chelsea, going through the whole thing. And they're like, are you new to this publishing house? And I was like, no, I'm not. And they're like, oh, my gosh, have you heard this rumor? And I'm like, oh, crap, no, I haven't. What's the rumor? And so they start talking about this author, C.R. Rice, who has caused such an uproar in the publishing house that no editor wants to work with her because she doesn't take their ideas, and that she goes through and makes other authors feel inadequate because she's publishing too fast. And I was like, you shut your mouth. And they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, what? They went through, and my first year I did four books. My second year I did five. So I went through, and I use writing to work through things. So the second year I went through, you know, Danny, you know, I went through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the only way to escape reality. And so I plunged myself into the realm. And so they're going through, they're like, they're just trying to, she's just trying to show up every, or they, she didn't even say she said he. Is just trying to show up everybody, and they don't even know, and they're going to be here today. And I was like, you shut your mouth. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're going to be here. I can't wait to see them. And I was like, well, nice to meet you. My name's, you know, C.R. Rice. And they went completely pale. Like, I have never seen somebody in person physically. I write about it all the time, but physically go, and you watch the blood drain from their face, and their whole body goes white. And I worried, genuinely was concerned this person was going to pass out. And I was like, hey, are you okay? And she was like, I swear to God, I didn't mean it. I was just repeating what gossip I had heard. And I was like, no, you're right on all accounts. I don't let my editors dictate my books. I take their criticism constructively. I don't let them rewrite my storylines based on their preferences. And yes, I publish very quickly because this is the only escape I have in my life right now. I'm sorry that, like, I don't know what to tell you. Stephen King also sits down and writes five books a year, but that's okay. He's definitely just trying to show up everybody else. And she was like, no, I swear, please don't ruin my contract. And I was like, what? And she's like, I heard you can cancel contracts. And I was like, do I have, like, God powers? Is that, like, I felt like a mini superhero for a second, or supervillain.
Yeah.
Depending on which way you went. But they had so much power in it. And that was one of the things with the rumors I went through, and Corey was there for the signing, and he just, like, kept shaking his head and putting it down because he was like, this is going to go so south. This is going to go so bad. This is going to be so bad. And I just kind of giggled because it was one of those moments. Yeah. But people build, and I believe, you know, the little game when you're a kid and you're playing telephone?
Mm-hmm.
That is what these things are. I have never gotten anybody fired. Yeah. I have never gotten any – well, I mean, I've never canceled anybody's contract. I don't have that power, guys. Like, that's not – I am not that big of an author. I do publish a lot, and I publish quickly, but, like, come on, guys.
The books were not in Barnes & Noble because our publisher didn't have the correct settings. They weren't doing – there was other reasons. It had nothing to do – and I don't have a problem with the Pope. Let me – you know, Pope and I are not – simpatico. That's, you know, we don't know each other. So that was not it. I wasn't a diva. I didn't demand to be on the cover of my books. I had heard all these things, and I remember, but nobody had ever, all the authors that were ready to, like, get me, you know, they were all going to confront me, yet none of them ever came. They all knew where I was going to be. Nobody ever showed up. They had never gotten me at an event, but they still all talk about it to this day. That's still a rumor that's ongoing. When we've met new authors at the pop-up bookshop, they've all gone to you and been like, so I heard this, and you've had to be like, that's not true. Just go over and talk to her. She's fine.
No, I don't even do that anymore. I'm like, no, she totally is. just going to throat chop you as soon as you said,
hey. Now I play into it. Now I'm like,
I mean, I'm just kidding, but like they already know you. But it's the same thing nobody knew which author or who was the author because they told me, I don't like pictures. I'm not great in them. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, you know, Anchorman. But like you go through and I'm not quite sure what to do. So I stay away from pictures. And so they had told me I need an author picture. So I chose one of me and my husband, me and Corey. And so I go through. And so everybody assumes he's the author. Not me.
Yes.
But him. So I just sit there. I just sit back and I'm like, let's do this. But he thinks it's hilarious because we have the same initials. So when you go through and you do the whole thing, it's so funny. And I just sit there and I wait for him. And he just shakes my head because I'll just send them to him. Because why not? It's fun.
At some point, you got to just, like, play with it. But that's kind of – when you're dealing with the mean girls and you're dealing with all of this, you have to remember it is high school. But you've matured. So how you deal with it now is not the same.
No, I mean, I didn't even realize – you know, that's one of the things of being an author is you're constantly growing. Not only is your writing growing, but your brand is growing. Your personality is growing. You learn more about the industry. You learn more about the people that you are working with, whether you are independently published, traditionally published, or a hybrid. You are learning constantly about those things. And you have to put up those barriers. Just like we said last week with the author support, you have to be careful because people will trap you to put themselves in a better place. It's the same thing with you know, all of the different social medias and all of that. Everybody tells you need Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the TikTok thing. You got to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Pick one. Throw it everywhere.
Pick
do
one
what
and,
you gotta
and
do.
Master it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Goodreads. I don't consider Goodreads social media. I consider Goodreads like you have to do it. That's different. And then you do your Instagram or whatever you like. But do understand that Mean Girls, and I say girls, and I use it just in general because it's like the movie
guys
and that
and
kind of been branded. But yeah, the trolls are out there. You have to put your barriers up to them and then just kind of handle it however you would handle it in a fun way and realize everybody from a keyboard standpoint is anonymous. Everybody's got what I call keyboard balls. So, you know, they're going to do it. And if they're authors and they're jealous, oh,
I feel
my
like
gosh,
I should
they're
be
even
sure.
worse.
Oh, yes. That's
and
a
you
fun
just,
thing. So,
yeah,
you're going to go through. You will have great – I have been very, very lucky. I am very careful about who I advertise my book to, who I give it to. The people I give my book to, I know will enjoy it.
Yes.
I've been hitting very, very well, very well received. Until somebody takes your books down and you lose all of your reviews and all your ratings. But you go through and then you start getting those random ones. Guys, please understand, even if you don't sign in, you always have somebody like me or, you know, hypothetically me or somebody else who can find out who you are. So if you are one of those mean girls, just know we know who you are. You can't just leave a rating somewhere without saying anything and expect people not to know. And it kills authorship.
It does. And, it
makes
not,
you mini enemy.
It's not what we want to do. You know, you want to support each other, especially if you're another author. You know, it all comes back eventually. And that's part of what we will discuss as this podcast grows and as we kind of keep going. We will be discussing all of these little nooks and crannies of the publishing world. And next week we'll be discussing Little Rays of Sunshine. What happens when it all burns around you and you're trying to say it's all okay? We had that experience just recently.
That's not as bad
as
what? In a couple weeks, we're going to be talking about we tried to do a collaboration, and believe it or not, guys, we got a very opposite response that we assumed. We have so much coming for you guys in the future.
Make sure you check out our Instagram, Wonder Twin Events. Keep up on things, and you can always check the archive version of this if you did not catch the live or you want to just go back and listen to something else. Maybe you're not caught up. Check it out on Blog Talk Radio, and we will be back next week, same time, same place, prime time. So check it out. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye, guys.